Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Joey Franzetta, talking Perry Lecompton girls basketball, and going to go back to last Friday and finish up competition in the tournament for Perry Lecompton. A good win against Valley Falls, 39-27. So the Cavs win back-to-back games to place third in that JCN tournament. Had to be kind of a confidence booster, Coach. I'm sure the girls enjoyed obviously playing well and getting a couple wins and seeing some different non-league opponents. Tell me about the final game of the tournament and how you felt your girls played last week.
Yeah, I think that tournament was a really good tournament for us. Obviously, I mean, going back to the beginning of it, we played kind of an odd schedule. We played Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. So, yeah. I mean, you got to about midweek, and I don't want to say you forgot you're in the tournament, but I mean, it's like you take a huge break. But you know, Monday we played really well against Rossville, but lost, and then had a good comeback win against Northeast Kansas Saints, and then obviously we finished it up pretty strong with against Valley. You know, the good thing about that game with Valley is you know, we didn't play great offensively, but our defense was spectacular. We contested a lot of shots, you know, got a lot of big rebounds when we needed to get rebounds, and you know, we kind of just made shots at the end when we needed to push our lead, and we made free throws at the end of the game. So you know, it was a good team win. I mean, there's people who didn't score a point who made a big impact, and then obviously you have your ones that scored and everything, and that's good. But you know, it was a team effort. It took everyone out there, and it was good for us, and it was good for our program.
Yeah, nice for you to have most of your girls back as well. I was going to mention Taylor Dammy and Brooke Metcalf did make the all-tournament team, so good for them to see a bit of recognition for their work as well. Royal Valley earlier this week back into Big 7 League the second time through, end up falling to the Panthers, and looked like a couple tough quarters, I think, like a 16-3 second quarter and a 21-5 fourth quarter, probably, you know, widened the margin more than how the game was played, but a tough night against Royal Valley Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, you know, they out-competed us. They were a much better coach than us. They, you know, they out-executed us. That's not a good success for, you know, that's not a good recipe for success for us. So, you know, we got to get back, and obviously we're off on Wednesday due to a snow day, so we'll get back Thursday, figure out what we need to do, and then, you know, we're on the road, and we'll play a good Nemaha Central team. So, you know, it never gets any easier in the Big 7. So, you know, that was one of the funny things that happened to JCN tournament. I had three separate coaches come up and say, "Man, I can't believe you guys are struggling in your league so much." I'm like, "Well, I mean, have you seen our league? our league's pretty solid. I mean, you can make it. I mean, I think you could legitimately make an argument that we could have three or four state-ranked teams in our league, but part of the issue is we just beat up on each other so much. And I mean, it's tough. And I mean, you have teams from our league that go to these tournaments, like, you know, like, I mean, Royal Valley, for example, they went 3-0 in their midseason tournament. We got third place in our midseason tournament. You know, we're teams that are sitting at the bottom of our league. So, you know, I think it just goes to the depth of our league and, you know, how good our league is overall. But you know what, we gotta find a way to start getting together some league wins, and you know, we'll set ourselves up pretty good for sub-state, and we'll see how it goes from there.
You bet. You mentioned road, man. You guys are going to be road warriors here at Nemaha, at Riverside, at Sabetha. You're at Holton at the end of the season as well, so a lot of bus trips for sure. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming games. As always, thanks for your time.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Franzetta of the Perry Lecompton girls. We'll talk Cobb boys basketball with Coach Simmons after this timeout.